I think that animals offer humans the opportunity to understand what unconditional love and compassion really is. And I think those are the two greatest forces in the universe, you know, that gives us hope for humanity.
Greetings, tender-hearted viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, on part one of a two-part series, we are again visiting Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary, a loving shelter for farm animals in Sherbourne, Massachusetts, USA. We first knew of Vegan Peace when we arrived at the Peace Abbey Multi-Faith Retreat Center, which houses the three-acre sanctuary. The Peace Abbey was founded in 1988 by Lewis and Meg Ronda, and its growing community of peacemakers has been encouraging and teaching interfaith harmony, as well as nonviolent, constructive means of social action.
Clearly, being pacifist without being a vegetarian is really missing out on the opportunity three times a day to practice what we preach. So as an anti-war activist, as a pacifist, and as a vegan, I can say that there's nothing more important than taking the animals into consideration as we practice our philosophy of peace and justice and nonviolence.
Extending this benevolent concept of respecting life and living in harmony with those different from us, the Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary was created around 16 years ago with Meg and Lewis's sincere devotion to helping animals in need, especially those who escaped the butcher's knife.
Over the past 39 years, we've devoted our lives to nonviolence and peacemaking, and that we've included animals in our circle of compassion. Because of the animals that we've cared for and have grown to love, we know that we can't look after ourselves without looking after all God's creation.
The Peace Abbey came to be in 1988. And the animals, we've always had animals here, but the farm sanctuary focus really started in 1995 when Emily the cow came here.
Right.
So we've been doing our best to keep the place going since then.
Vegan Peace Sanctuary's first animal was Emily the sacred cow, whose courageous spirit has touched numerous visitors coming from across the nation and around the globe. Although Emily passed away already in 2003, the sanctuary has gotten many more new animal residents. Currently, six animal residents call Vegan Peace their home. Each has his or her life story and unique personality.
His name is Gabriel, and he's 15 years old. And he came here to the Peace Abbey after he was raised by a young boy who was involved with the 4-H program. So he was a 4-H calf that was raised kind of within that program. He was going to become dinner. But he was loved so much by this little boy. He had such a wonderful connection with him that he asked his father if he could please try to find a home for him so they wouldn't have to slaughter him. And so someone knew about our cow Emily, who was living here, she was living with horses but didn't have a cow companion, and they asked us if we would be interested in taking in this calf. So I went to see him, and he was very lively, very ornery, and playful, jumping around, kicking his heels in the air, and I just fell in love with him. And our other cow, Emily, who was living here in sanctuary, felt like she finally had the calf that she never had to love and to nurture, and he just grew up here having her love and being just another ambassador so people could learn about how animals have feelings and the will to live just like any other creature.
The noble, intelligent, and intuitive qualities shown by cows are truly extraordinary. B. Beyond our understanding, they have immeasurable love to give and care about people around them.
When people are here visiting, you know, he'll make his way around to make contact with them. He certainly has kind of a certain knowingness, a certain wisdom about him that I think goes beyond like what we understand. You sense it in him that he's incredibly, it's a different kind of intelligence than certainly human intelligence. I think in many ways the animals are much more evolved than we are as far as really understanding life and the innate intelligence in nature and so on. They're more in tune with that than we are. And I think that there are things that I certainly noticed with our other cow, Emily, who one of our students fell on the ice here several years ago, and Emily bellowed in here for help for him, which was amazing that she, while he was down and couldn't get up and had actually broken his hip, it wasn't until we finally came outside to see why Emily never bellowed. Why was she out here, you know, bellowing like that? And we found this young fellow had fallen and broken his hip. And he kept saying, Emily was trying to help me, you know. Right. So that was really incredible. Whether or not Gabe would do something similar, I can't say. But I think, oh, you would. Okay. So he's saying he would. All right. So there you go. So, you know, Gabe is probably even, he's probably listening to everything I'm saying, you know, they don't have a clue how intelligent I am. Right. I understand everything.
They show when they want to.
Right, and it's on their terms.
Gabriel's best companion is Lily the pony, who generously offers her friendship and kindness to all.
This is Lily. And Lily's friend Kaya, who is a wonderful volunteer who comes here and spends time taking care of the animals. And Lily loves attention. She is 28 years old. And Lily has had a very special job throughout her life. She has had kind of a mission to be a companion pony for animals who needed companions. And that's how she came to us.
Lily is a really nice pony. Most of the time, she is really friendly, and she's always looking for attention. She likes it when I brush her a lot, and she likes it when I give her a treat, and she's just really happy when any people are around her.
Lily's fine character and sweetness endear everyone who visits the sanctuary.
Lily is really a sweetheart, and some kids come here, and they're a group of little girls that I haven't seen in a while, but they all thought that she had magical powers. They thought she was a magic pony, and I think in some ways she does work magic on, you know, people who maybe haven't really gotten to know a pony or a horse before, and they realize that, you know, they're really wonderful creatures that have so much to give in the way of love and companionship.
Next, let's meet Henry, a gentle pig fostered by a golden retriever named Journey. The unconditional love between Henry and Journey demonstrates the possibility of peaceful coexistence between different species.
This is Henry. And Henry is quite the boy. His mother jumped out of a trailer on the way to the butcher when she was pregnant with him and his siblings. There were five females and four males, and we had we found permanent homes for everyone. And so I brought him home, and we put him in a dog crate in the kitchen, and our golden retriever decided he was her new baby. Journey is the most loving creature, incredibly nurturing, and she always, we thought, would love to have had puppies. So when we brought Henry home, she was like, I finally have my baby. And she just let him curl up with her. So Journey accepted him, and although she couldn't nurse him, she gave him the nurturing that helped him to grow. He used to run around with our two dogs in the yard, and, you know, people would practically drive off the road when they'd see two dogs and a pig running in our yard. Because he had so much human interaction when he was so young, he really, you know, enjoys and just really trusts people.
By nature, Henry loves cleanliness. Nothing is better for him than a sound sleep on his neat, cozy straw bed.
As you can see, he builds this little nest. This is his little kind of throne that he fixes every day. He goes out and he likes to steal Gabriel's hay, and he carries it in here and he adds it to his nest and makes his little mound. And he doesn't like us to touch it too much because we try to, you know, muck it out and bring in fresh, but he likes to do it himself. Pigs are clean. Like, he does not go to the bathroom in this stall because he has to keep his stall just the way he likes it.
Right.
So when he lived in our home, we had a litter box that he used always.
Right.
Always.
You never missed it?
Never missed it.
Before we conclude today's show, let's also meet the jubilant, witty goats, who always welcome the visitors with warmness and joy.
This is Andy, and Andy was actually in the slaughterhouse that we know that they have goats that they process. He was probably only about maybe a month old. He was really tiny. But they said to us, he's very ornery, this little guy. We're like, good, we'll take him. And Ingrid was probably about a year old. And so they were both going to be slaughtered. And we purchased them from the slaughterhouse so they could come here. All animals are different. I think the goats are somewhat different from, like, the cows and the pig and the sheep. They are definitely feisty. They are fun-loving. They're mischievous. They do a lot of funny things where they'll sometimes, like, jump in the air and kick up their heels, and to me that really displays the emotion of happiness.
But they're happy. They're
they
excited.
Are. They're excited. You know, just all feet, 4 feet off the ground, shaking their heads, scampering around, playing, you know. And they're doing that more now that, you know, kind of spring is in the air.
Right.
Goats are very, very playful.
Lively.
They really are lively. Yep.
Hi.
And sweet as can be.
How lovely these animals are. As the guest of honor at the Greenest Heroes Gala held in Cancun, Mexico on December 5th, 2010, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared insights on the blessings that animals bring to our lives, including farm animals, when they are raised with love.
Now, the animals bless us no end. I mean, spiritual points. For example, today you earn only 100 spiritual points by something, he'll give you 5 more or 10 more to add on top every day like that. Can you imagine? 10 days, then you have 100% without doing anything. A chicken even, so small and helpless, will bless you 2% to 6%, 6% or 10%, because you give them vegan, then they have more power to bless you. A rabbit, from 4% to 6%. Now the cow, a cow would bless you, give you 7 to 15% of spiritual point. A pig give you 5 to 10% spiritual point daily if you raise him with love. The lamb would give you 5 to 10% the same. A horse will give you 6 to 15%, etc., etc. A goat would give you 5%. The more merit you have, the multiply of the blessing from the animals. And angels and deities and saints and sages and spiritual practitioners.
As always, we've enjoyed your presence on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Join us again next week, June 14th, for the final part of our 2-part program featuring Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Up next is Between Master and Disciples. May your soul shine with tranquility and selfless love. To find out more about Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary and the Peace Abbey, please visit www.peaceabbey.org.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.